Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ higher right now. Let's head right over to the First Word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. Here he is, Bill Maloney.
And good afternoon, Charlie. That's right. Main U.S. averages are higher right now, but are seeing weakness over the last hour or so. Dow's currently up 67 points. S&P's gained 3, while the NASDAQ is up by 2. The small cap 600 is up 6 points, and the U.S. 10-year yield at 2.23%. Six of the main 11 S&P sectors are trading lower, led by losses in utilities, real estate, and consumer discretionary. Financials, industrials, and materials led to the upside. NASDAQ biotechs are a little change. Transports fall 19. Semis outperform, gain 1.2%, and the VIX is higher by 1%. Leaders to the upside in the Dow are Caterpillar, GE, and Boeing, while Apple, Nike, and Disney led to the downside. In other news, NVIDIA rose as much as 6.2% to another record after the price target was raised to $210 per share at Bank of America, and Northrop Grumman rose 3% after its deal for Orbital ATK. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All right. Hey, we thank you very much, Bill Maloney. Now let's head to President Trump meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron.
French people here. Je suis ravi de retrouver le président Trump ici à nouveau à New York aujourd'hui à l'occasion de cette Assemblée générale des Nations Unies. Nous allons discuter de nombreux sujets d'intérêt commun puisque nous nous retrouvons évidemment autour de la table du Conseil de sécurité des Nations Unies et nous avons beaucoup de vues communes sur les sujets de sécurité, de lutte contre la prolifération nucléaire et évidemment de gestion des grands conflits mondiaux. Je crois que nous avons sur tous ces sujets beaucoup à faire ensemble et les initiatives qui sont prises dans les prochains jours ou confirmées sont pour moi importantes. Nous connaissons aussi des sujets dont nous
That explains why I was speaking French.
New York Palace.
In case you're trying to adjust the dial.
You know, I was just looking at some headlines crossing, and the president does make some comment about saying, you know, great honor to be with France's president, saying he's doing a terrific job in France. So we'll continue to monitor these meetings that are going to be happening throughout the week as a General Assembly meeting at the United Nations, and we'll bring you those headlines as they are known. All right, you are listening to Bloomberg Markets, and this is Bloomberg.
Doug Rothiger joins us right now from Bloomberg Intelligence. He's our industrials analyst and has a look at this big deal, Northrop buying Orbital ATK for $7.8 billion. What are they getting, Doug? We see what they're losing $8 billion. What are they going to get in return?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. So this is a play, obviously, to expand Northrop's presence in rocket, rocket propellant and launch vehicles, propulsion systems, things of that nature. Clearly an opportunity for them to garner a greater share of missile defense opportunities over the next number of years. That's a strong growth area for the defense industry. And we see, obviously, Northrop now with this play, Raytheon being in that as well. They've had a strong year. So this expands their portfolio by about $5 billion. In pretty impressive businesses.
Do they pay too much for it?
13 times forward EV to EBITDA, so that's I would say roughly that's in line with what multiples are going for kind of takeouts right now in this space.
Really? That's pretty
too
high.
Much. Yeah, I mean that's if you look at defense stocks over the past year, if not more, things are pretty heady, if you will. But they're getting a strong company with solid growth and mid-teens EBITDA margins, which is pretty impressive in this space. So,
what are the space? Oh, I see what you did there. Very clever, very clever. Well, to that end, what are their biggest products right now?
So they'll do launch vehicles. So that'll get satellites into space, and it'll get obviously rockets. We could think about rocket propulsion. One of the big opportunities for the U.S. Air Force within the next few years is going to be replacing their ICBM systems. So that's going to be Northrop competing against Boeing to win that contract. That's like an $85 billion opportunity. And so propelling those vehicles, you know, those rockets into the atmosphere will be stuff that Orbital ATK does. And so this allows them to essentially get a kind of full solution on that front. But obviously they do a lot of other stuff with munitions. They make missiles, tactical missiles and things of that nature. Defense electronics ties in very well with what Northrop does as well. So pretty expansive portfolio here in the defense space.
Also, Doug, it's a reminder of what is going on in space right now. I mean, there are tons of satellites that are going up there, large, small, for tracking lots of information around the globe, whether it's weather, financial guys use it, right, to see what's going down in terms of development in certain places and so on and so forth. I mean, there's just so much activity going on right now.
There is. It's kind of the next frontier, if you will, in being able to realize solutions in that realm and space. Obviously, with satellite launches, being a big part of what Orbital ATK does, both on a commercial and the military side, it's going to be a big business, for years to come.
Is there a notion there that this is in any way a response to the fact that North Korea has emerged as the threat of greatest concern when it comes to the U.S. and its defense?
I think not only with North Korea, but you also have concerns about the capabilities improving. Obviously, in Russia is another one that comes to mind, in the defense industry. So I think that, these capabilities have been advanced for many, many years, but obviously this kind of adds to a key support to kind of the outlook for the deal. And, the reason, obviously, again, they're paying 13 times or so for forward earnings.
Is there something out there, Doug, some other companies that are, that have to do something as a result of Northrop doing this Orbital deal?
The defense industry has consolidated pretty heavily over the last, many decades. So big time, big deals like this don't come too often in the top tier space. The Pentagon has been pretty outspoken about not liking the consolidation among kind of their top tier defense contractors for fear of anti-competitive natures and pricing, if you will. I don't know that anybody has to react to this. I mean, it's mm-hmm. kind of a one-off situation that Northrop was just kind of able to take advantage of.
Well, we'll see what this comes. Real quick, any other sort of low-hanging fruit up there in the acquisition side? Just about 10 seconds left.
Sure. So, this comes on the tails of the United Technologies acquisition. United Technologies Rockwell acquisition. So I think on the bigger picture, we're looking at more aerospace supplier consolidation.
Yeah,
all
good
right,
stuff. Doug, yes, great stuff to have Doug. Doug Rothkor, lucky to have him. Bloomberg Intelligence Industrials Analyst, helping us make sense of this big acquisition here. And Carol, 12x EBITDA expects a lot of growth and some consistency coming forward, which you might see in defense spending. You listen to Bloomberg Markets.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.